أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been looking at Surah Al-Baqarah and in particular section 7, where we find the learning objectives to become this middle community, to become a Muslim community. And we looked at 6 learning objectives. Let me quickly go over them. The first one, this is going to be tough. It's not going to be an easy process. So seek help through sabr and salah. And sabr was, if I can conceptualize it, self-mastery, being able to persevere despite everything. Number 2, there's a blessing in affliction, in tests. We also saw those who are slain in His way, those who give up their lives in the way of Allah are alive, they're not dead. And this is a statement made by divinity. And in affliction they say, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Number 3, striving is essential in reaching one's full potential. And we saw the example of Safa and Marwa. Number 4, don't conceal guidance. If you do, repent and amend, because Allah will withdraw His mercy. And that's the meaning of la'na. Number 5, your God is one God. He is Rahman and Rahim. Love Him loads. The words used were أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Number 6, eat halal and tayyib. That means lawful and good things. Don't follow shaitan. Don't follow customs and tradition over divine law. And finally, be thankful. Now we come to the 7th one, and it is probably the most awesome ayah in this section. Just like in the next section, we will see Ayatul Kursi, and in the section after that, we will see Amanah Rasul. Here, the most awesome verse is called Ayatul Birr. And that is Ayah 177. So if you can imagine, in the learning objectives, the students of this class have gone through these 6 learning objectives and they're saying, but who is a good Muslim? They want a profile of a good student of the Baqarah Learning Institution. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts it together in one ayah. He says, لَيْسَ الْبَرَّ عَنْ تَوَلُّ وُجُوهَكُمْ كِبْلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. Righteousness is not that you turn your faces towards the east and the west. Now first let's look at the word righteousness, birr. It's a translation of a word derived from the root barra, which means to be dutiful, kind, beneficent, affectionate, virtuous and honest. In essence, it's the basic element of the character of a mu'min. So here, very eloquently, we see the core components of goodness. It starts off with the inner orientation of iman. He says, وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرْ, but righteousness is, مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ, he who believes in Allah, he who trusts in Allah, وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, and believes in the last day, وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ, and the angels and the book and the prophets. Now these 3, the angels, the book and the prophet, is talking about risala or prophethood. So in other words, the message. So we've got three things here. Inner orientation, inner belief, belief in the one God, belief in yawmul akhira, which means belief in accountability, and finally belief in the message. Now this inner trust manifests itself into outward action, and the character is generosity. Above and beyond. Look what he says. He says, وَآتَ الْمَالِ, they give their wealth. عَلَى حُبِّهِ, despite the fact that they do love their wealth. And who do they give it to? 6 different categories in order. The first one, ذَوِ الْقُرْبَ, the near ones, family. وَالْيَتَامَ, the orphans. وَالْمَسَاكِينَ, those who are in need. وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ, those who are traveling, and then wasa'ilin, those who ask, and finally wafir riqab, those who are enslaved, to be able to free them. Today we have people who are enslaved with invisible chains. They're stuck with business loans, student loans, all sorts of things. It's still slavery of one form or the other. Now how will I know who the orphans are? Who are those in need? Who's traveling? Will somebody come and ask me? From where? Not off the street, just like that. I have to be part of a community. I have to engage in a community to find out. It's all too well putting a few pennies in a box. But the big thing is trying to get involved in a community, knowing who is in need and being able to manifest iman as generosity. Now, after all that, he says, وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ. They establish salah, their life revolves around salah, and they give zakah. So they've been generous. Then they've got the wealth that they will use for themselves, but they will not use it unless they purify it. And it's not only wealth, absolutely everything else they own. So the charity, the incumbent charity of zakah, is afterwards. They are amazingly generous people. And then a step forward, it says, وَالْمُوفُونَ بِأَحْدِهِمْ إِذَا أَحَدُوا. They fulfill their word, they keep their promises. And then possibly that which defines them. He says, وَالصَّابِرِينَ. The word sabr came again. They are patient. فِي الْبَعْصَاءِ وَالْضَرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَعْثِ. In times of distress, that means in difficult times, in times of affliction and pain, and in times of conflict. They don't jump up and down. They persevere, they're persistent, they keep on trying. And then Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. These are the people of true sincerity. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. And these are those who are muttaqoon. These are ones who are God conscious. So to put it in a nutshell, the core components of a successful person in the eyes of divinity is that, number one, they believe in Allah, they believe in the last day, and they believe in the messenger and the message. That is their invisible foundation from which they work through. And then it manifests itself into an incredibly big heart, an awesomely generous person, whose life revolves around salah, whose calendar revolves around salah, who never breaks his promises, and who is alert and vigilant in every situation, doesn't panic. He's one who has sabr, tall order, but achievable. And maybe in these nights of Qadr, we should be praying to be those who can be included in this ayah, in Ayatul Birr, ayah 177. Inshallah, we will do the rest of the learning objectives tomorrow.